Hilchas Bechor Behema Tohera, Halacha Gimel. The Torah says, Kol HaBechor Asher Yivoleh Bechorcho Vitzoyncho HaZochor, any firstborn male that is born to your cattle or to your sheep, Taktish LaShem Alekecha, you should designate it as being holy for Hashem. Loi Savoid Bechor Shorcho, you're not allowed to do any labor, any work, personal work, with the ox, with the Bechor, the firstborn from the oxen, v'loy sogoyz, and you're not allowed to share the wool from the firstborn sheep. Paragraph Aleph. Al pi amaymar tiku beiz belikutei tanino besimen hei. This halacha will be based on the second tiku of the three tikus that appear up front towards the beginning of the second half of Likutei Moran, which is chapter 5 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Ayin Shom Kol HaMaimar. Look over that entire chapter. V'haklal, to summarize, Ki ho'ikr hu ho'emuna. The most important thing in Yiddishkeit is emuna, faith. V'tzorech kol echod l'chapeis esatzmoi. And each and every Jew has to search himself, to analyze himself. U'lechazek esatzmoi be'emuna shleim atomit. And to fortify himself with solid, solid faith, all the time, constantly. Exactly. A person has to always be analyzing himself, where am I holding an emuna right now? Because it's dynamic. It changes from second to second. If we could put a thermometer on a person and measure his emuna, we would see how the emuna can go up and down. Rabbi Nazar was once at a wedding, the famous story. And at the wedding, they were performing comedy acts. And one of the comedy acts is that a person would come in, they would make the place dark. And then a person would come in afterwards and they'd turn on a light, like, you know, a lantern or whatever it was. And they'd see the guy dressed up in a certain costume, a very rash type of costume. And then they'd make the place dark again. The person would run out quickly, come back a minute later, dressed up as something completely different. And this was a form of merriment at a wedding. So Rabbi Nazar was at this wedding, and first they saw the guy come in dressed up as a priest, a galach, the black robes, the whole gig, and then ran out quickly and came in dressed as a malach, as an angel, white, and floating around in a very angelic way. And it was clear to everybody what the... Rabbi Nazar looked at this, and he was very, very impressed. And he said to his students, that's this world. Ot is min ha-malach, ot is min ha-galach. 1 second, a person's an angel, and the next second, he's a priest. That's where we go. That's how we zigzag in our emuna. 1 minute, a person's emuna in Hashem, in tzaddikim, in the Torah, in himself, is solid, solid. And chas v'shalom, lo aleinu, the next minute, something happens, and the person the next minute can act in a totally different way. So that's why Rabbi Nazar uses this term there, lechapes esatzmoy. A person has to always be searching himself, looking himself over, examining himself to see, where am I? What am I now? Am I malach or galach? And if I realize I'm a galach, then I want to jump back on the horse and go back to where I'm supposed to be. Velizko islamuna. And in order to be zoche to emuna, to achieve emuna, tzrichen lachdoer, person has to dig. V'limtzoy hamayim shemishom gdeilo emuna. You dig for water. He has to dig and dig to find the waters which nourish, which nurture the emuna. Dehainu, Rabbi Nazal goes on to explain there, what this means is, shetzrichen litzoik me'oimek halev. The person has to, when a person sees that he's very far down on the ladder of emuna, he has to cry out to Hashem from the depths of his heart. Bechinas mima'amakim kurosich Hashem. Hashem, I cry out to you, me'oimek, from the deep, deep. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, tzoak libo mel Hashem. Not that their mouths scream to Hashem, their heart was screaming to Hashem. It's got to come from way, way deep down inside. And when a person screams from their heart to Hashem, they reveal, they uncover advice, guidance. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Mayim Amukim, Eitza B'Lev Ish, deep waters, advice in the heart of a person. So we see the connection between the deep waters and the Eitza. Vaydeze Gedelo Emuna. And these Eitzais of Kedusha are what nourish the Emuna. V'chulu, v'chulu, etc., etc. Rabbeinu Zalveyer has a couple of pages explaining this and expounding on this. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is tied into what the Gemara tells us, Bria Soilam, how the creation of the world was. B'reishu chashoicha v'hodar nahoira. First there was darkness, and then there was light. The second pasuk says, the world was toyu v'voyu v'choshech. At first there was all kinds of darkness. And then it says, Vayomer l'kim yihi oyer, Hashem said, let there be light. V'chulu, etc. Rabbeinu Zal discusses this elaborately. V'lidlois u'legalois hamayim anal. And in order to draw these waters from deep, deep down below, and to reveal the etzois, loze tzrichin ish tevunois. This requires a tzaddik. And in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal uses the term ish tevunois, a person with very deep understanding. V'ish tevunois, so how does a person become an ish tevunois? K'shemetzachtzeach haneshama. By a person shining up his soul. He makes his soul glow and shine. How does he do that? Alidei shemamshich ruchnius elikus letoich tzimtzumim. By being able to take spirituality and bring it into vessels. One example of this is bringing people close to Hashem, taking Hashem's light, taking Torah, spirituality, and putting it into tzimtzumim, into human beings, into human minds. But there are many, many examples of this. Shaydeze mamshich parnosa. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that a person who is zeuche to draw ruchnius into tzimtzumim, that person has the ability to draw parnosa, shehi bechinas, which is tied in the pasuk v'hizbia betzachzuchos nafshecha. You will be satisfied. You will be satiated. Saveya means full. You'll have all the parnosa, all the food, everything you need. Betzachzuchos nafshecha, through the shine and glow of your soul. If you'll be zeuche to be able to make your soul glow by bringing ruchnius into tzimtzumim, you will have v'hizbia. You'll be nourished. V'chulu, etc., etc. Then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say, v'alidei shemalin emuna hanafula. And by taking emuna, which is in a fallen state, taking emuna, which is at a very low, low level, and elevating it, improving it, and elevating it, through this, we create converts. This is how we bring about converts. And again, Rabbeinu Zal shows this over there in Likutei Moran. Umachmas she'elu hagerim nasu milikitas nefilasu emuna. And because of the fact that these gerim are being brought about by gathering up the fallen emuna, the emuna that's in a very, very low state, alkein he mazikin li Yisrael. This is why the Gemara says that gerim cause harm and damage to the Jewish people. Rabbeinu Zal there quotes the Gemara, Kosher gerim li Yisrael kisapachas, like weeds in a field, gerim chas v'shalom can be harmful to Klal Yisrael. Ki he machnisim gaiva b'Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show there that gerim bring in arrogance into the Jewish people. Vaydeze noitlin cherev hagaiva hamanhigim shel sheker. And when there's this gaiva, then the false leaders end up taking the sword of gaiva, and they have control. They're in charge. Vaydeze mizgaber chas v'shalom taivas niyuf. And this increases the desire for illegal relationships between men and women. Ulehino v'chulu, etc. Right, everything here that we're mentioning in one line or a half a line, over there in Likutei Moran, it's a paragraph or a page. Ulehino tzel mizeh, and how does a person save themselves from these negative effects, from the taivasniu, from the cherev hagaiva of the manhigim shel sheker? Qualidei Mogine Hador. It's through the guardians of the generation. Sheheim Meginim Aleinu Umatzilim Oisonu Mitaivas Niuf. They protect us and watch over us from being harmed by Taivas Niuf. Kiheim Machniim Hachoisim De Sitrachra, because they have the ability to weaken and to bring about the downfall of the seal of the Sitra Achra, Shenase Alidei HaGaiva, which is generated through Gaiva, arrogance, Shehu Bechinas Hechtim Besoroi. That's associated with a defect in the flesh. There's a term, Hechtim Besoroi, referring to a tuma in the flesh, the Chosam of the Sitra Achra, the seal of the Sitra Achra, which is the opposite of the Chosam of Kedusha, as we'll see. Dehainu, Shemachniin Umevatlin Taivas Niuf, these Mogine Hador are able to bring about the downfall and elimination of Taivas Niuf, Umalin Umevarin Mibechinas Hechtim Besoroi Lebechinas Chosam Digdusha, Shubechinas Tfilin. And these Mogine Hador have the ability to elevate, to take the light out of Hechtim Besoroi, out of the Tumah, and bring it into the Kedusha, into the Chosam of Kedusha. One example of the Chosam of Kedusha is the Tfilin. The term Chosam means an imprint. And the Tfilin are called Ois. Tfilin is called Ois. Bris Mila is called Ois. These are things that leave a major imprint, holy imprint, on the soul of a person. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, where do we see that the word Chosam is used for Tfilin? The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Simeini kachoisim al glibech, kachoisim al yodech. Place me, I'm sorry, simeini kachoisim al libech val roishech, it says over there. Place me as a seal on your heart and on your head. That's the tefillin, which is worn on the heart, by across the heart and the head. Bechinas pituchei choisim kodesh lashem. This is that concept, the posuk that's mentioned by the Kohen Gadol, who wore the tzitz on his forehead, which is called this pituchei chosim, this seal of holiness. The ordinary Jews, the non-Kohen Gadols, we wear the tefillin over there, above the forehead. V'chulu v'chulu, etc., etc. Rav Nosselal says there's a lot more on this over there. Ayin Shom Kol Ze Heitev. Look over this chapter of Likutei Moharan, all the different points we made over here. Look it over well.